Kev, the sending off changed the pattern of the game, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Something that obviously we didn't expect. I don't know whether it was a sending off or not. I mean, looked at it back. Leon said he has caught me a little bit, but not enough to be a red card. And it was an uphill battle from then. You only can hold on for so long, but I'm a bit disappointed we still couldn't get a point.
You nearly snatched the equaliser at the end there with a bicycle kick. That was one of three or four chances in that last 5 minutes when we poured everybody forward.
It was, yeah. That's what we were like with 10 men, you know what I mean? We never give up. I think when the shoe was on the other foot down at Harrogate, that you see them there sort of give up, where we'll never give up, you know, we'll fight to the end, and it's just a shame that we couldn't get a goal and get a good point.
Showed that character though at 1-0 down when Tomo got the equaliser there from the Mark Beck assist.
It was, yeah. It was a good kick by Eddie and a good flick on for Tomo, and Tomo's took it well, which he does. It's just a shame we couldn't get anything.
Liam Hardy also pulled the goal back, didn't he, to make it 3-2. It was good for him as well after his month's loan out.
It was, yeah. He's done well, Liam Hardy. He's scored, I think it was 6-4 at Buxton. He's a live wire when he comes on, you know, he gives his all, and it was good for him to get a goal.
But we're not out of the playoff contention just yet, though, are we?
We're not, no. Like I say, it's disappointing. You know, we didn't come here today expecting, be 10 men, lose the game. But it's disappointing. And after today, we'll reflect on it, and we'll pick ourselves back up. And like I say, we're not out of it yet. So we'll keep fighting.